Unit 8. Reading and Discussing. Entertainment.
Imagine sitting at home on a Sunday afternoon, 200 years ago. What will you do with your free time? You can't turn on the radio, watch cable TV, click on online music videos, or talk with your best friend by smartphone. You can't even catch a bus, take a train, or drive to a national park. On the other hand, you can read a book, write a letter, play a musical instrument, sing, go for a walk, play chess, or do some drawing and painting. These are all active forms of self-entertainment. They build the mind and the body. In contrast, 21st century entertainment is mostly passive. Rather than picking up a violin, we are more likely to listen to a CD-ROM or MP3. Rather than joining a soccer team, we are more likely to watch soccer on television. Rather than reading a book, we are more likely to watch a DVD. Are we as active in our entertainment as people were 200 years ago? Or are we passive observers? Is entertainment about using our talents? Or is it just a way of filling in the time?
Technology has changed the nature of entertainment. The average American child or teenager spends almost 8 hours a day playing video games, watching TV, or surfing the internet. Because of this, we need to ask whether computer games and movies reflect life or vice versa. Research tells us that society takes its values from film and television. This is a big problem for parents who want their children to experience the wonder of childhood. Passive entertainment is not good for babies either. Sitting them in front of a television might keep them quiet, but it takes time away from exploring the things around them, learning motor skills, and acquiring language.